What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast with your host, Kyle French, here where we're keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2017. Today is Saturday, December 9th, and this is episode 20. That's right, our 20th edition of the show. If you want to go check out past episodes, you can find those at whus.org/talk, also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Just simply search The Hip Hop Enthusiast, download a couple episodes, throw me that subscribe. Thank you, guys. And also, if you want more hip-hop content, you can follow me on Instagram, at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth. As for this episode, we will be getting into a couple album reviews. We will have No Shame by Hopson and Friday on Elm Street by Fabulous and Jadakiss. We'll also talk about the hip-hop category Grammy nominations. It is the biggest award show of the year, and hip-hop finally getting recognized, so we'll discuss that. And then, as always, we'll have our song of the week, and we'll have some new music announcements. So we'll kick things off with our album review for No Shame by Hopson. And it's just ironic, because he named this project No Shame, but it's got to have some of the shallowest, most shameful moments of any album that came out in 2017. I mean, whether it's Hopson trying to justify domestic and verbal abuse on Hotel in Sydney, or him using his son simply as, you know, a backhanded vehicle to attack and degrade his ex-girlfriend on Ill Mind of Hopson 9, it's a mess, and I will try to break it all down for you so that you maybe don't have to stumble upon this project yourself and waste about an hour of your time. So it all starts on Hotel in Sydney, where he gives us the background of this story. His girlfriend is from Australia, she's pregnant, and he's flying over to see her. He finds out she's been cheating on him with, like, her trainer or something, and then he finds out she's working as a stripper while pregnant with his son. All pretty horrible deeds, can't lie. Pretty tough situation he found himself in there. But anyway, he's telling this story, like, to the police after she complains that he abused her, and he literally admits to shoving her around in the hotel room and at the very least verbally assaulting her. And then he just immediately says, after he admits these things, that he doesn't condone any man putting hands on his woman. So, you know, not that I would do that type of thing was what he was doing, but he just said he did it. So it was just a mess. And this whole time, he's just forcing this feigned emotion on us. Like, he's crying and he's muttering words, and I just can't imagine him being in the studio, like, faking these feelings to try to get it across with his music. You don't gotta try that hard, bro. And then throughout the album, he continues to paint his ex-girlfriend as this horrible person, putting 100%, 110%, I would say, of the blame on her. But he gets caught with extreme hypocrisy. Money on the Side is literally a full song about him hiring a hooker privately to please him. Awful song. Literally every bar just describes him having sex, and it, I don't know what the value is there. I don't want to hear that. I don't know who does. Then the next song, very next song, he says, I was Hugh Hefn on the low, but then my girl found out. So pretty much he starts it off, his intro track, talking about how horrible of a person she is and how could she do this to me. He's trying to make us feel bad for him. And then he follows it up by saying he does the same exact things. And it's maddening. I don't understand. I just hated every piece of it. And then on top of that, the terrible storyline is layered with this rapping that is just tough to listen to. I mean, Hopson seems to be only focused on assembling, like, these exact multisyllabic rhyme schemes and nothing else. As long as the last, like, three syllables of every line are exact rhymes, that's really all he cares about. Or at least that's what it sounded like. And this just forced constant poor word choices to just try to make this scheme work, and it made for random unconnected lines, thoughts that just didn't need to be there. It had no pertinence to the story at all, and it really began to irritate me. I mean, every time I heard him spit a bar and it was the exact rhyme structure he was going for, it was like, dude, stop focusing on that. Just try to get across whatever message you're trying to get across without trying so hard to make what you think sounds sonically pleasing, because it's not. I'd much rather an artist be, like, conversational and have, like, loose rhymes, as long as they're getting across the points they want to and being, like, straightforward and honest. Like, Hobson was pretty much just out there putting on a display of, look, I can make words rhyme. So it was really both sides, the content of this and the actual, you know, rap performance that was just well below par. There were a couple positives on here. I actually thought some of the hooks kind of banged, kind of bumped, sounded decent, like Right Here or Twisted. Both those songs, the verses were still reverting to the corny Hobson following the same problems I just discussed, but at least the choruses made you think, oh, this might be a good song, and then it kind of tailed off. But there are only two songs I would say I actually liked. That would be Black Sheep, where he kind of talks about just feeling alone and people not really understanding, you know, his goals when he was rising up to be a rapper. And then Panorama City, which had a complete change in attitude as far as compared to the other songs on here. It just felt more real and less just cheesy and look at me, I can rap. So it really seemed like an actual hip-hop song. And so those two, Black Sheep, Panorama City, were really the only two I would listen to again on this album. And then the ultimate worst moment comes on Happy Ending. This song, he's describing his trip to an Asian massage, happy ending, whatever, and in the process, he just basically racially profiles Asians, and he uses these disgusting accents and impersonations, and it was an ugly song. And then again, it's pretty much just him describing the pleasures of the experience and having meaningless sex with someone he paid money to. Like, it's, I just don't care about that, Hobson. I don't know who does. I guess making full tracks like that have made you a somewhat successful rapper. I'm not sure. So this project is easily one of my least favorites of the year. And that track, Happy Ending, off the top of my head, probably can't think of a worse song in 2017. So that just shows you where I'm at with this project. Just a tough listen, sonically, and then filled with hypocrisy and misguided values. The best tracks, I would say, Panorama City, Black Sheep, and The Purge. Worst tracks, I could go on for a while, but I'll just point out Happy Ending, Ill Mind of Hobson 9, Hotel in Sydney, and Money on the Side. This is like a 4 out of 10. Like high 3, low 4. And I don't really go that much lower than that. If it's a professional work, I'm probably going to throw it at least a 3. So that's pretty much scraping the bottom of the barrel as far as hip-hop enthusiast ratings go. I'll play those two songs that I somewhat enjoyed on here, and then we'll move on, and I'll do my best to not talk about this album ever again. So this will be Black Sheep and Panorama City by Hobson from his newest album, No Shame. And I act like I don't give a fuck, but I do give a fuck. And I'm trapped inside my mind, there ain't no loosening up. Maybe I'm thinking too much. Am I caught in my feelings? Are the odds of me being accepted one in a million? I'm the black sheep, the black sheep, the black sheep. It's like the rain is falling on me, you don't know what I'm doing. I'm the black sheep, the black sheep, the black sheep. Are the odds of me being accepted one in a million? I'm the black sheep. Fuck. A nigga just don't fit in. No one close to kin. I write about it so much I done broke my pen. And I'm sick of pretending my life is so deadly and flawless. I'm stuck on a road to hell fighting demons, but I let them drag me across it. While everybody happily applauds it, tell me what caused it. Was it Monroe High? That's where I went to school at. All the black kids said I was whitewashed, and the white kids said I was too black. When I skateboarded, I got booed at. At lunchtime, I was who they threw food at. I was trying so hard to cope with it, I really wanted to run up on campus with two gats and just let loose. Put some niggas in the ER for trying to treat me like a retard. Where the fuck does my future lie? I can't see far. Mama's little sweetheart, he developed an attitude. Picked up a mic, that's a hell of an avenue. He gon' take your ass to hell and then back with you. Life is a class, you can tell I've been absent too. My massive doubt has got me wrapped around it, and it drags me down a bit. I don't know how to cast it out, I try to rap profound so you can laugh about the shit. Truth is, yo, I never laugh. I'm looking for wherever heaven's at. The black sheep, they won't let him pass. They would rather get together, tie him up, and then behead his ass. Got me hella sad. Listen. Do you ever feel like the world is never gonna want you? Like the world is never gonna need you? I will do. Every day is deja vu for me. And I act like I don't give a fuck, but I do give a fuck. And I'm trapped inside my mind, there ain't no loosening up. Maybe I'm thinking too much. Am I caught in my feelings? Are the odds of me being accepted one in a million? I'm the black sheep. You just heard Panorama City and Black Sheep from Hobson's album No Shame. And those two are actually, I would say, solid tracks. Unfortunately, they were a big diversion from the mean. So just take those two and think, hey, maybe it was all right. And then just don't listen to the rest and you'll be A-OK. So we'll throw that at 4 on the hip-hop enthusiast meter there for No Shame by Hobson. And we'll move on now to our second album, Friday on Elm Street by Fabulous and Jadakiss. This is, of course, their joint mixtape, kind of been rumored to drop for a little while now. A couple OGs just reminded us they still got it. They still got the passion for music, and they're still out here lacing some bars on some nice tracks. And it appears to carry like a horror movie theme, with Fabulous playing Freddy and Jadakiss playing Jason. Obviously, the title, Friday on Elm Street, combines Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street. So you think, okay, that's the whole sound they're going for. And it opens that way. The intro, F vs. J, opens with like this horror movie skit, really dark, grimy beat. But after this track, they more or less abandon the theme completely, which I found strange. So it was kind of like, it was only there for a couple minutes, so you never really had something to miss. I really wish they had fully developed that and carried it over multiple tracks, especially when you're going to title the album Friday on Elm Street. Doesn't make sense for just the intro to play on that theme. I'm not going to complain too much about it because really it was quality music, and these guys brought back the elements that a lot of rappers these days are kind of lacking, just these technical aspects, effortless flow, punctual delivery, killer punchlines, examples, you know, being on tracks like Ground Up or Soul Food. And both these guys operate in what I like to call street rap. It's not really gangster rap per se, but it's got like these hard-nosed values, from the gutter type subject matter, hardcore principles. It's not really gangster rap, but I like to call it street rap because I don't really know what else to call it. And Jadakiss dominates this style. He's been doing it since the late 90s. Just he has this deep, raspy voice and these just grimy, gritty lyrics, and it really makes for just an incredible execution of this style. They actually venture into trap a little bit on the single Stand Up, which actually has Future on the hook. And what I like about what they did here is they utilized the trap instrumental, but still maintain their sound. They didn't take the trap flow approach, dumb down their lyrics. You're not going to get a bunch of yuhs and a's on this. They still use their style, their lyricism, and more of their old school fundamental approach. And they just utilize the trap beat to bring that energy and all the positives of it. So I liked it. It was a pretty cool approach. They did do a remix that they added as the last track on the album. It's the same exact song, just with two added verses from Yo Gotti and Young Jeezy. I didn't really care for either of those added verses, so just stick with the original. Don't worry about the remix. They also go off and take a political social approach on the track Talk About It. They are clearly fed up with the system, looking for answers. Teyana Taylor comes in, delivers a smooth, passionate R&B hook. I thought it was kind of similar to Jadakiss's single from 2004, Why, where he's just pretty much asking questions, saying, you know, what's the deal? Why is stuff like this? We need to talk about it. It's definitely a solid track. There are a lot of guys making music with these similar themes. But whenever the message is important and something that's personal to the MCs, it just adds to the artistry of the music. One thing that I don't want to say it detracts from the album, but nothing really new came out of this. We knew what both these guys would give us on these tracks. There's nothing boundary pushing. Yes, they tried that trap beat and that was solid, but outside of that, it's the same things they've been doing. So it's kind of a little bit of complacency, but some of the songs just feel a little bit forgettable. And some would be like theme music or All About It. It's just something that I've heard a lot from these guys. And so it's good to hear they still have the skills, but it's nothing over the top incredible. One other moment I wasn't a big fan of was on the track I Pray, which was produced by Swizz Beatz. And like he sometimes prefers to do, he tries to get on the tracks himself when really he should probably stick to just producing the track. He sings the hook on it. I'm just not a fan of his voice. I don't think he's a good artist. There's just no need for him to get on the mic. He's such an elite producer. Just stay in your lane, do what you do, and that'll be good enough. Let the pros really handle the vocal demonstration. Overall, this is an above-average project. Probably going to fly under the radar because neither of these guys are big names in modern hip-hop. And like I said, they're not bringing nothing new, a new flavor. It just felt like a nice little throwback to the early mid-2000s era of hip-hop, which some people bash for being like the bling era or just talking about the same stuff all the time. But I don't know. When you look back on it and when you hear these guys who came up in that era and they bring that style back, it's nice. It's cool to listen to. And it's just good to see, you know, that Fabulous and Jadakiss still have the passion for music. They have the longevity. The skills are still there. And I swear the older Jadakiss gets, the deeper and raspier his voice gets, which only helps his music. It's so cool to listen to. It's perfect for these like street rap styles that he goes for and just the punchlines, the delivery. It's really pretty dope. So just props to these guys staying in the game, doing their thing. Best tracks on here, FRSJ Intro, Ground Up, Talk About It, Stand Up, and Principles. Worst tracks, theme music, I Pray, and All About It. I'll throw this a low 7, and I'll play that FRSJ Intro, and then we'll play a little Principles. So these will be two tracks from Fabulous and Jadakiss's joint mixtape, Friday on Elm Street. Hope you like it. Here we go.
Spooky out here, whole Nino Browns done turn pooky out here. No cool niggas, it's just goofies out here. I mean niggas is eating pork wearing koofies out here. Threw it all, stood tall, doofy out here. 10 toes down, I'm on 2 feet out here. Truthfully out here, I'll be toothfully out here. Getting fly, no bullshit, I'm the 2-3 out here. From Jordans you ain't see, shout out to Carolina. To all baby me's, I see all you Harrimanas. Mixtape 3-peats, I fade away at the go-go. With girls that'll spread their legs open for a logo. Hey, check out the sweat. swag, yo, I walk like a ball player to the locker room. I'm back to cockatoon. Toast to all you niggas that was talking cockatoon. We on a different flow, we ain't sending vodka to him. The shots that we giving make you send a doctor to him. Betty say ah when it block a to him. Now he in an awkward room trying to lock a goon. Like the shooter had a hood on, might have been Dr. Doom. Sounded like a fifth or a nine, couldn't tell though. All of a sudden thunder, it might have been Hoodie Mellow. You soft as pudding jello, would come to your hood and hello. Waving at everybody, ain't trying to be putting jello. All I know is that the Lambo look good in yellow. And I be swerving potholes in every hood and ghetto. Lame nigga, swerve, I lame nigga, swerve. It's been 10 years and you the same nigga, swerve. I just gotta keep on keeping on. But I'm not gonna be the one you keep on sleeping on. This verse right here be your worst nightmare. I just laugh at you niggas, then come after you niggas, Freddy. Full speed, I'm walking, I still catch you. Yeah. Mr. Voyes, good looking, I destroy these. These niggas ain't bosses, they workers and employees. I came out of the lake, but I be in the boondocks. Flannel or overall, work boots, tube socks. I put something right through your face from out the toolbox. Niggas get hot and make the news, I make the news hot. You can be as hard as whoever, I crack craniums. You know all my killings are brutal and spontaneous. I like this, pop out soon as you hit the light switch. Running, then all of a sudden you fall. Like the white chicks, might have to crush your Adam's apple with the vice grips. You never see me during the day, I play the night shift. Cartilage, flesh and bone, damn gristle. Yeah. Be my guest, go ahead and hide, I can't miss you. You already know I reside at Camp Crystal. Yeah. Lake, dismantle your face, revamp tissue. Yeah. Power from the hockey mask, James St. Patrick. Three bodies in one night, that's a hat trick. Pay the plug soon as you finish, that's a backflip. Spend six, make 12 back, that's a crack flip. Sad part about it, you boys ain't even ready. Preferably my weapon of choice is the machete. Yeah. Screaming at the top of your lungs before I mangle you. Zip you up in your sleeping bag before I strangle you. Yeah, I had it in me since a youngin'. When you hear that, you don't see me, but I'm coming. Everybody gotta die, every man, every woman. Yeah. It ain't even no sense in running. My name ring around the nation. How the crime scene was left, they could tell that it was Jason.
To do them like that, fuck it. You should have had the limey on them, acting Holly. Had to go Tommy on them. You do dirt, you get dirt, that's how germs spread. Squash the beef with a funeral, it's confirmed dead. See, it's never about the money, cause I burn bread. It's the principalities, like Big Worm said. Back to the wall, your man was on the wizards. I weathered the storm while standing in a blizzard. Handling your business almost landed me in prison. So I had to cut you off, but you handed me the scissors. See, after I lost you, I must have found me. Niggas wasn't with me, they was just around me. Gotta know the rules in the streets you playing. I don't even know, but the streets are saying.
Shorty get shot in the streets, cause he ain't pay his fees.
Damn.
It's never about the money.
Never.
It's never about the money. It's principles of all.
Yeah.
These rules apply to all.
All y'all.
It's never about the money.
Never.
It's never about the money.
Yo. If you beat them, you can't whelp them. It's only a problem in a case where you can't help them. They even invite you to a place where you ain't welcome. Reliable source, who you getting your intel from? Jewish lawyer on a retainer, they had to bill him. Interrogation, before he arrived, they try to drill him. It's hard for you to stay on one side when you a villain. Your heart saying yeah, but your pride won't let you kill him. Nah, that's what happened when you love a nigga.
Love.
Then he end up getting it from another nigga. The wrong way is usually how you rub a nigga.
Yeah.
Sometimes for you it's just easier to dub a nigga.
One.
Whatever issues they have, just let them keep those.
Keep
it's about the morals, principles, and the G codes.
Sometimes
you gotta give one and take a blow.
Ooh.
It's never about the paper though. What?
What?
So that was F vs. J intro and Principles from Fabulous and Jadakiss collab mixtape album Friday on Elm Street. And we'll throw that like a, you know, low 7. It's solid, nothing crazy. And now we'll move on to talking about the Grammys. The nominations were released, I think, like 2 weeks ago or so now. And that's what's been on my mind recently. So I figured we'd run through them, break down maybe what deserves to be there, what doesn't, who I think will win, and just whether the committee kind of got this stuff generally correct. So we'll start by looking at just the hip-hop categories, because the general fields actually got a lot of love this year as far as hip-hop goes. Hip-hop did recently take over as the most popular music genre in the U.S., so it's good to see the Grammys reflect that and are giving them a lot of nominations in the general field, not just in hip-hop specific ones, but we'll get there later. We'll start with the big one, Best Rap Album of the Year. And so these are your 5 nominees: Damn by Kendrick Lamar, 444 by Jay-Z, Culture by Migos, Layla's Wisdom by Rhapsody, and Flower Boy by Tyler, the Creator. You had to know Kendrick and Jay-Z would be there just based off the popularity of both their albums and the critical acclaim and just the legacy of both guys as artists. Culture by the Migos, I disagree with that heavily. Really, the only reason that got nominated is because Bad and Bougie took off. It blew up. Quality-wise, that album isn't close to the other 4 that are on here. And honestly, you could probably throw like 25, 30 other hip-hop albums before I thought Culture would deserve a nomination, but we'll leave that out. Layla's Wisdom, I was shocked to see get a nomination, but it totally deserved it. Amazing album. We reviewed that on here probably close to 2 months ago now, I want to say. And it really is an impressive album, one that would easily compete for my top 5 of the year. And it didn't have like big singles. It didn't get a whole lot of popularity. So I was surprised to see that it got nominated. And I actually think what happened here was the committee worked so backwards that they got it right. I think they may have thrown Rhapsody the nominee just because they wanted a female represented. And they're like, oh, she had a good album, we'll throw her in, like, to be inclusive, right? And so they think they're giving her, like, some type of pity vote, but actually she deserved it. So it's like they went down the wrong path, came to the right conclusion. Either way, big old W for the Grammy committee for throwing that a nominee. And then we have Tyler, the Creator's Flower Boy, which is easily a top 5 album of the year. 100% well-deserved. And it's good to see that he's finally getting some props, because they used to just bash Tyler. I'm not saying the Grammy specifically, but like big music establishments kind of used to bash him, you know, because of his content and the things he would say and just the wild character he was. And he's refined himself, and it's good to see that they've kind of accepted him and he's getting a nomination. So overall, I actually think the Grammy committee probably hit on 4 out of these 5. I'm not saying it was flawless. The only thing I would change would be I would have liked to see Joey Badass get a nominee, especially over Migos' Culture album. So maybe throw All American Badass a spot in there, and that would be a damn near flawless 5 right there. So maybe the Grammys knows what's good this year. I know they've messed up multiple times in the past, but it seems like they're moving in the right direction. Best Rap Song is the next category we'll discuss. The nominees here are Bodak Yellow by Cardi B, Chase Me by Danger Mouse, Humble by Kendrick, Sassy by Rhapsody, and Story of OJ by Jay-Z. This, maybe not the most consistent 5 here. I mean, Cardi B is there strictly for hype, strictly because that got a crazy amount of radio play and popularity. As a song, not really deserving. Humble, again, it's huge popularity-wise, so I get it. And it's a good song. And you had to know they were going to give Kendrick a nomination here. Just one song off Damn, because it'll probably win Rap Album of the Year if I had to guess. It'd probably be either that or 444. I am a little upset that they chose Sassy for Song of the Year, just because there were so many better options on Rhapsody's album alone. I mean, they could have put Power in there. They could have put Nobody in there. Ooh Wee got a decent amount of play. Either of those 3 I would have liked to see in there before Sassy. Story of OJ, combination of popularity and relevance of message and wisdom. Good choice, Jay-Z. Again, you just knew since he has a huge album, they're going to give him a single on there for best rap song. If I had to guess, I would think they'll probably give this one to Story of OJ. Just the combination of the track and the music video to go along with it, and just Jay-Z's like return to relevance in the top of the game, I think he'll probably get the nod. Again, I wouldn't be surprised if Humble won the award and Kendrick just started cleaning up trophies left and right out here. Either way it goes, it's probably going to be one of those two. And then again, like I mentioned earlier, the general field categories got a good amount of love. As far as overall album of the year, both Damn and 44 got nominated into that category. And then also for overall record of the year, both Story of OJ and Humble got nominated into that category. So you can really see where the committee's mind is at. I mean, Kendrick and Jay-Z are getting, you know, left and right nominations, and it continues for Song of the Year. So this is different from Record of the Year. Song of the Year is more focused on the songwriting aspects of the track. And on there, we had two more hip-hop nominees, 444, which is the actual track, not the album, by Jay-Z. And then also 1-800 by Logic. I'm sure you've heard it. It's his song, you know, just trying to get people out of the depths of depression and the effects of suicide. And the name of the song is actually the Suicide Prevention Hotline. So pretty powerful track, pretty important what he did. And it's actually had a pretty big effect. If you want to go read some articles on it, it's pretty crazy the amount of people have reached out and been like, yeah, that song actually either saved my life or positively affected me. And so pretty cool. I think Logic actually could very well win that award. But again, just cool to see that hip-hop's getting represented in all these different overall categories. I mean, multiple submissions from the genre that used to be the small sideshow that's now become the big thing. It's so popular and you know, it's hard to ignore, and the Grammys have finally accepted it. And then the last category that has hip-hop artists showing up is Best New Artist. Lil Uzi Vert was nominated for that award. I hope he doesn't win it, because I don't think that he best represents hip-hop. I understand, you know, EXO Tour Life took off, and he does well in his subgenre of that, like, moody trap sound, but it's just not... I think the casual music listener who doesn't know hip-hop, I don't think Lil Uzi Vert's the guy that's going to get them into it or give them the best representation of what it brings to the table. Chance the Rapper won the award last year, Best New Artist. I thought that was a much better example that can showcase the you know, the positive elements of hip-hop and, you know, what rap music brings to the table. But I'm not going to hate on him too much, so good for him. You know, good for Lil Uzi Vert, making it big, successful young guy, you know, making his money, getting his awards. Nothing but love. So that's pretty much the hip-hop Grammys breakdown right there. It'll be airing January 28th, so you guys can tune in then, see who took home the awards. And when that show goes down, I'll probably give my reactions and we'll discuss it further. So I'll be looking forward to that going down about a month from now. But until then, we'll just keep listening to great music, and we got another dope song of the week for you guys today. It comes to us from a man who goes by the name Lou the Human, and this is his track, Roseanne. This is actually from his album, Humaniac, that came out on October 13th. He's a pretty underground artist, so I completely missed that release when it originally dropped. But I've been seeing a lot of other, you know, hip-hop-minded people talk about him, and I gave it a listen. And it's a really cool project. I definitely would recommend it. He works that lyrical, like, dark, psychotic style, similar to, like, a Slim Shady-era Eminem. I know that's high praise, but that's actually what it reminded me of. And he just plays up this role of, like, schizophrenia and evil voices in his head telling them to do crazy things. And just the whole album is really worthy of a listen. But I'll just play this one song, Roseanne. It's got this dark keyboard beat and just really interesting lyricism from Lou the Human. So this is your song of the week, Roseanne by Lou the Human.
I woke up.
up today feeling like a new man. Hopped out of bed, lit a clip, untied Suzanne. Told her I was sorry about last night, no hard feelings.
My bad.
I tend to drunk drive in the parks and harm children.
Yikes.
Trying to decide if I'm already dead and hallucinating or plugged into a computer and living through the matrix. Nowadays it's hard to figure out who the saint is and who the sinner is. Truthfully, I don't give a shit. I'm still stalking my ex-girlfriend when she goes to work. Injustice looking sus and fronting like I'm looking through the shirts. Met a bum lending money that sold him life insurance. Assured him he needed it and tried to convince his wife to work. Sometimes life is better when you bite the perp, or Sprite and syrup might just work. I'm harder than the ground is when you bite the curb, and I like to flirt with old women at retirement homes while they was trying to get their Skype to work.
What's up, baby?
I'm into painting pictures on the mirror trying to fix myself, or dressing up as a bitch and trying to kiss myself. Sometimes I like to make rap songs trying to diss myself. Wake up in the morning and jerk off cause I miss myself. I just pissed myself. Think I need some help with my evil self. Went to a shrink, but it was just me, myself. Confessing shit that I already knew. But why need somebody else when there's already loose? Check. I fixed my chakra, sipping vodka, trying to fish the rocker. Killed the doctor and locked him inside of my little sister's locker. Had a dream of jumping a roster with some kids from Yonkers. Kicking and stomping and pissing Fonsa onto their dead bodies. I'm taking dab hits with Mitt Romney, trying to figure out what went wrong. I told him he was too legit, probably. I'm on my fifth molly, forgetting what day it is. But honestly, it's really whatever day that you say it is.
True.
The type of guy to bring my little cousins to the arcade with him, blaze and dip away while I was getting paid to babysit. Romantic comedies make me sick. I'm more into world star fights and documentaries on Asian shit. I'm ashamed of shit to be a motherfucking human, man. I'd rather lead a Buddhist clan than try to be the new Roseanne. If that's a gun, you must be stupid to put in Lewis' hand. I'm the newest fan, go to shows just to shoot a fan. I eat kosher, I time people up, clean sober, trying to cut down on smoking, hoping that I can get a job. Tripping balls with my mom, thinking I'm a genius. Clearly I'm just bored and really looking for some meaning. Started rapping, but I'd rather be a fucking actor. Gave my number to Vanessa Hudgens, but wrote it fucking backwards. I hope she notices, and maybe one day my phone will ring. Maybe I'm crazy and just imagine the whole thing.
Maybe.
I like to overthink, really that's my only hobby. And dressing up like Gandhi while pacing in apartment lobbies.
I do that.
Watching Johnny Bravo trying to be a carbon copy. At the swap meet, having meetings on exposing Paul McCartney.
He's dead.
I'm at a party for myself, and it's only odd. My third birthday party this year, I'm turning 35.
I am.
A lonely guy, but I keep myself company. I'm somewhere in the middle, heaven's high, but hell's under me.
Wow.
I stopped trying to figure out what life's about. I'd rather be on World Star for knocking Mike Tyson out. I walked the city with a pipe around. Got kicked out of school for making a sniper sound during graduation. I'm addicted to masturbating. Invited my Muslim friends over and told them to have some bacon. I'll be baking half asleep. Fuck the wake and bake a half awake and bake. Probably going face to aim. Faded till I fade away. That was your song of the week, Roseanne by Lou the Human. And he just don't give a fuck, man. He's just flowing, going in, no hook, 5 minutes, just saying wild stuff. I thought it was just super interesting. Just, like I said, reminded me of that really old school Eminem feeling where he's just doing crazy stuff, wilding out, and he'll say anything. And he just does it in such an interesting style, just funny lines, great lyricism. And if you like that, definitely check out the full mixtape or album, Humaniac by Lou the Human. And speaking of checking out new music, we've got a bunch of new releases that have come to us in the past week and just yesterday. So last week, we got, I believe I mentioned this in the last episode as well, War and Leisure by Miguel and Dedication by Chief Keef. Those will likely be the two albums that I discuss on the next episode. And then just yesterday, on Friday the 7th, we got Double or Nothing by Big Sean and Metro Boomin, 8 by Static Selecta, Blood Us by T Grizzly and Lil Durk, Rubber Band Business by Juicy J, and Control the Streets Volume 1 by Quality Control. That's like a major music label in Atlanta, so it's kind of a collaboration of a bunch of different guys that are signed there. The Migos are on there, so it's that style of music. And then looking forward, next Friday, we get the long-awaited or not at all awaited, depending on who you are, release of Eminem's Revival album. He just dropped a new single, Untouchable, a couple days ago. I think it was on Thursday. And I can't lie, it was a mess. It was just not a good song. I don't know where his head's at. We'll see if it's any good. I'm really worried for Eminem, but we'll get that next Friday. We will also get No One Ever Really Dies by Nerd and The Beautiful and Damned by G-Eazy. And I believe we are getting Saturation 3 by Brockhampton. They aborted their previous plan of dropping singles every week leading up to their album. There's been talk about it, nothing really concrete, but I believe Saturation 3 by Brockhampton will be available next Friday. And if it is, I'm so hyped for it. You guys know I love Saturation 1, Saturation 2. I've played Brockhampton a bunch on the podcast here, so I'm looking forward to that. And who knows, maybe they can drop three albums in the same year that are top 5, top 10. Whatever it is, it's going to be pretty record-breaking, pretty impressive. So that's the new music you guys can check out and look forward to. And that pretty much is going to wrap up the episode. So you know what it is. It's the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2017. And soon we'll be keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. It's almost that time of year. I will be dropping a top 100 albums of 2017 on my Instagram page. So if you want to go check that out, at Hip Hop Nth on Instagram. And as always, we'll have new episodes coming once a week, optimistically every Saturday, dropping on both whus.org/talk, on iTunes, and on Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go listen to some dope music, and I'll catch you next week on another episode of The Hip Hop Enthusiast. Peace.